Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and I appreciate what's going on, everybody. I keep telling you, we got these technical difficulties going on here. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, we have an action-packed show for you today. Like I told everybody, it is raining out here. It's storming, so it's going to knock off my Wi-Fi and everything and my internet and everything. So just please, please, please bear with me. The one thing that I want everybody to do is share the show. Share the show. We have a great show for you planned this evening. We have an 11-year-old young black male entrepreneur. Let me say that again. An 11-year-old young black male entrepreneur. All right. His name is Tilario Watkins. Okay. Let me pronounce that again. Tilario Watkins II. All right. He's also founder of Tiger Mushroom Farms. Okay. Now, this young man, all right, started this business after a Boy Scout project. All right. He's in the Boy Scouts and everything. And his dad was telling me that they gave him a project, you know what I'm saying, to grow something, you know, to grow oregano or some type of herb or spice or something like that. And he did, and he started growing, and he got good, and he fell in love with it and everything, and then he turned it into a business. So now he's growing mushrooms. Once he found out that he could grow mushrooms in the dark, he got busy, you know what I'm saying? And we have him on the show today. I am so excited. This is an honor for me. I know his father from social media. I call his dad the social media guru. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're on LinkedIn, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Watkins, he gives his tutorials and everything on how to brand your business, how to get further in your home-based business. And he uses certain examples with his son, with his family, with his daughters. I even heard his son is taking his product, and now he's cooking his own product and serving it to kids and doing things that only a boss would do. When you got people like magazines, CNN, you know what I'm saying, after you because of what you're doing, he's gotten accolades for what he's doing as a young black man, a young black male entrepreneur. We need this more in our community. I can't stress this enough. I cannot stress it enough. We need this in our community, and we need this actively. You know what I'm saying? So all our parents that's listening tonight, get your kids, sit them down, because in just a minute, we're going to get him to the show. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back. And when we come back, we'll have my man on the phone, Mr. Tilario Watkins II, and his father. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be a good show. I want you guys to give him a round of applause, please.
Touching their first meal. Whoa. All my life.
All right. I had to play that song because everybody has been talking about tapping into your inner Nipsey Hussle. And they say that every man has a Nipsey Hussle in them. So I played that song to intro this young man, because if anybody has a Nipsey Hussle in them, that's this young man right here. This young man has been grinding. I have to give it to him, and I have to give it up to a real boss, because that's what bosses do. He's been grinding, and what makes it so wonderful is that he's doing it with his family. He's doing it with his father. He's doing it with his mother and his sisters and his brothers and everything. And it's a family adventure. It's a family journey. This is nothing but blessings. This is blessed. From day one, he had it in him. When his daddy created him, he had it in him, because his daddy had to drive. His daddy been out here grinding. His daddy's still out here grinding. So listen, with no further ado, let me bring to you right now on the financial report, let's get a round of applause for Mr. Tellerio Watkins. Yes. How you doing, man? You on the phone?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. We are here, yes.
Cool, yo.
How you doing? Hello. How you guys doing today?
Good. What about you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing, Mr. Watkins?
I'm doing great.
That's wonderful. You sound great. Listen, we have the whole world listening right now. I want you to introduce yourself to the world to let people know who you are and who you be. You have the floor.
So my name is Tellerio Watkins. I'm an 11-year-old mushroom farmer, and I started my business when I was 7 years old.
Wow. That's wonderful. An 11-year-old farmer. Now, listen, I know I got a couple of questions and everything, and we're just going to take this step by step and everything. You know what I'm saying? I understand that you were in a Boy Scout meeting, and I appreciate you, you know, I know you're on your way home and everything, and I know it's late where you're at, so we're going to make this quick, but I thank you for coming on the show and blessing us with your presence.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for everything. All right, then. So listen, how did you get started? How did you get started in wanting to start a mushroom farm?
I started my business when I was 7 years old after a Cub Scout project ended. I grew cat grass and basil, and it was so interesting. I wanted to keep growing stuff. Then my parents wondered what could grow in the winter, and I said mushrooms, because mushrooms can grow in the dark.
Oh, boy. Okay, then. All right. Now, what fascinated you about mushrooms?
Mushrooms can have a lot of vitamin D and can help you with your blood system and strengthens your blood cells and immune system protein.
Okay. Well, shoot, I need to start eating more mushrooms then and everything. If that's the case, that's a very, very common topic with our race is high blood pressure and everything. Does the mushrooms help people with high blood pressure?
Yeah, it does. It helps you with
wonderful.
high blood pressure and cholesterol.
Oh, and cholesterol. Okay then. Wonderful. I know you said you was 11 years old, and do you plan on doing this for a living?
I plan on doing my business for a living. I plan on growing it to be a multimillionaire.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I got to give you a hand on that one, my brother. He said I'm going to be a multimillionaire. Well, you know what? You are on your way. Now, the one question that's going to kind of be off is, now, when you grow these mushrooms and you package them up, are you selling them retail? Do you have vendors that you sell to where you're at?
Yes, I sell them at grocery stores, restaurants, farmers markets, and a university.
Wow, that's great. I'm going to give you a little insight. Keep hitting your restaurants. I'm a chef, okay? And we love fresh herbs and fresh vegetables. So target your restaurants, chefs, and they will definitely buy from you because you're a young entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? And we want to support our young entrepreneurs out there. Everybody that's listening to me right now, we have an 11-year-old entrepreneur, mushroom farmer, okay? His tag is Tiger Mushroom Farms, okay? Y'all make sure y'all hashtag that, at Tiger Mushroom Farms. You can find him. You can find his father on LinkedIn, Tilerio Watkins, okay? This is Tilerio Watkins II, all right? This is his son, okay? This is the little guru, you know what I'm saying, and everything. He just started his own business, you know what I'm saying? And the one thing that I love about it is that he's a young black male with his own home-based business. I got a home-based business, and I can't even get nobody to even buy into my home-based business, and here he is selling mushrooms, and it's thriving. You know what I'm saying? It's thriving, and I'm just so excited for him. I know you sell them in stores and this, that, and the other. Now, how do you grow mushrooms?
I grow my shiitake mushrooms in my basement because they like cool temperatures. And
wait a minute. Hold on. Did you say you grow shiitake mushrooms in your basement?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if anybody out there know, but y'all know shiitake mushrooms is not a regular everyday mushroom. It's rare. It's very expensive. You know what I'm saying? And for him to say that he's growing them in his basement, as much as me being a chef, and I tried to find shiitake mushrooms when I was cooking and couldn't get them, or if they wasn't in season or any things like that. This is something real epic that he is doing right now. You know what I mean? I noticed that you're a great cook. What all do you cook with your mushrooms?
So with my shiitake mushrooms, I like to put them in some grilled cheese. I also like to put them in stir
really?
Fry. You can put them in
okay.
omelets, pizzas.
Right. Right. Right.
Spaghetti. And if you dry them up
right.
and ground them up, we have a shiitake onion soup mix, which is a powder which you
really?
Can put in sour cream and make dip. Yes.
Really? You got to be kidding me. Come on, man. Come on, man. You doing it like that? You grinding
yeah.
up your mushrooms, you're drying them out, grinding them up, and you can make your own dip. You can make your own mushroom shiitake dip with your mix?
Yeah. Yeah.
That, man, that,
like
is great. That is great. That is great. You make what?
It tastes like chip and dip.
It tastes like chicken dip. I haven't even tasted chicken dip before. So you're turning me on. You're turning me on to something new. Now, I know you cooked for your – did you cook for your class or did you cook for a cooking class? I know I had seen it on social media. Your father had posted it. Who was you cooking for?
I was cooking for a church.
Ah.
And a group of kids.
Okay. So do you like giving back to your community? Do you work in your community and things like that with the churches and other charities in your community?
Yes, I like to give back. I also do charities like No Kid Hungry.
Okay.
I also have food rescues that I do. Where I
okay.
Get food and deliver it to food banks for people who
mm-hmm.
don't get food where they are from.
Okay, okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's one thing that's very important, is to be active in your community with what you do. And that's wonderful that you're active in the community with your mushrooms and things like that. Now, do you go out? Do your family? I notice I've been seeing your family every time. It's a family adventure. It's a family journey. Do you go out? Do you and the family, do you guys go out, or do you guys feed the homeless in your city?
Yes, we, me and my family, we do the food rescues together. So, yes, we do.
You do this. Okay. Wonderful. That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. You are a rarity. You are a very smart, articulate young man. What type of grades do you make in school?
A's and B's.
A's and B's, yes, yes, A's and B's, A's and B's. Now, when you get into high school, what would be your major? Are you going to major in business? Are you going to major in retail? Where do you see yourself going with this when you hit high school, college?
I'm probably going to go into business, like,
okay.
So for my multi-millionaire, like,
Uh-huh. You're right. You're definitely right, because you got to know how to count your money, and you got to know how to crunch those numbers and get the best price and know what your food cost is and what's going out and what's coming in and everything like that. So, but you seem like you are on the best start that you can have. Now, how does mom feel about you growing mushrooms in her basement and in her garage and stuff like that?
She's cool with it. It's just as long as we don't use manure to grow our mushrooms.
Okay, you said she cool with it.
Yeah, and it's also good for my mom's title, because my mom's title is called Mommy Media.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's our main media person.
Okay, Mommy Media?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Website.
Okay. 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 That's the website. Oh boy. Oh
no,
boy.
It's not a website.
It's not a website.
No.
Oh, okay. Watch. Okay. Okay. What is Mommy Media?
She does all of Tiger Mushroom for our social media.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right. So are you on Instagram? Are you on Twitter? Are you on all social media outlets?
Yes, we are on Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram.
Okay, okay, okay. Now, if someone was in another state and they wanted your mushrooms, could we order some mushrooms for you and you would ship them out, or you would send them to us? If I wanted to order some of your shiitake mushrooms, could you send them to me? Is there somewhere I can go on the website and order them?
Yeah, tigermushroomfarms.com, but we only ship just dried, because if we did long distances with the fresh, then they would spoil as they're getting shipped. But with our dried shiitake, you can put it in some water and it'll plump back up to fresh shiitake.
Wonderful. Wow. Wonderful. 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 Now, how much research have you done as far as what you're doing with the mushrooms? I know you have to research your craft. I know you have to come up with innovative ideas and growing and cutting costs and things like that. Do you get into it that deep, or do you let your parents handle most of the stuff while you do the growing?
How you doing, Batman? This is Dad.
Hey, what's going on, Dad?
What's going on, Dad? So we do most of the research in terms of getting the mushrooms and the type of mushrooms that we wanted to grow. One of the things that he was talking about is the compost, and Mom didn't want the compost in the house. So with white button mushrooms and portobello mushrooms, those mushrooms grow on sterilized compost. And so we didn't want to have to use that kind of so we don't grow those kind because we didn't want to have the compost in the house. So we use the softwood mushrooms, so shiitake, and then we do several varieties of oyster mushrooms that grow on straw. So softwood mushrooms are the ones that we do.
Okay. Now I know you had posted he was making soups. What is his favorite type of soups that he makes with his mushrooms?
So the soup that we actually made, we were a part of a charity event up here called Super Heroes, and we made a soup using our shiitake soup mix, our shiitake and onion soup mix that we created with our dried mushrooms. So we used it as a seasoning base, and then we just added a whole bunch of other vegetables. So we really, really liked that one. It was really good, and a lot of people enjoyed it. At the event, it was just a vegetable based soup with our shiitake and onion soup mix as the seasoning.
Okay. Now, like I was asking him, we can go to the site and be able to order something from him if people want to order something from him.
Yes, absolutely. So definitely check out tigermushroomfarms.com. We have all of our dried products. We do dried shiitake, and then we also do the shiitake and onion soup mix. On the website, you'll also see Telerio's book. He wrote a book 2 years ago about his mushroom journey. Yeah, Tiger.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Telerio's amazing mushroom.
He didn't wrote a book. He's an author, too?
Yeah, I am an author, a speaker, a philanthropist, a chef.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay. Well. Shut the front door, then, man. I didn't know all of this. I didn't know you were an author already.
Yeah. When I wrote the book when I was nine.
You wrote the book when you was nine. What are you, a little genius? Now, what is the book about?
The book is how I got started in my journey, and a lot of good pictures of what I do.
Okay. How you got started in your journey at 9 years old. Boy, I need to read that book because I need to brush up on my journey. If that was the case, maybe I took a wrong turn at 9 years old. Or something like that. He's an author. He has his own mushroom. He has his own mushroom farm. Okay. Now, are you okay? So this is the question I need to ask you. Are you working on a recipe book?
Yes, I'm working on a cookbook.
Yeah, that. You working on a cookbook? Yeah, that was
buy it.
You say what now?
I hope you're first to buy. Because those are some good food.
I will. Now, you got to understand, I have a cooking show called Cooking with Fat. It's on YouTube. And I've been looking for something new to do on my show. Now, I have my daughter. My daughter is 9 years old. She's a young entrepreneur, black female. Okay? She's partners with me in our home-based travel business. You know what I'm saying? And she goes out and she speaks. At certain engagements, I let her speak and things like that. Have you been getting offers to speak at certain engagements and things like that?
Yes, I've spoken at elementary schools, middle schools, libraries.
Okay. That's wonderful. So you're teaching other children. Are you teaching other children how to be entrepreneurs, or you're teaching other children how to grow mushrooms like you?
Well, one of my mottos at the end of my speaking engagements is dream big and believe big. If I can do it, so can you.
Wow, that's a good motto. Dream big. And believe big. I hear you. My mama used to tell me all the time, if you're going to dream, dream big. Don't dream small and everything. So with you wanting to be an entrepreneur and you're going to be a multimillionaire, what other businesses would you like to embark on spinning off from the mushroom farm? Because I know you want streams of income. I see you're creating generational wealth already at 11 years old. So what other business adventures would you like to invest in when you know, because you're working on that multimillionaire, millionaire. So what other businesses would you like to invest in? Whatever, what else tickles your fancy that one that you would like to embark on?
Technology, like become the next Apple store.
Okay. That's wonderful. It's like I'm sitting here talking to the young black Bill Gates and everything already. I'm getting the exclusive right here. This is a blessing right here. Now that's one thing I want to ask. Do you and your family? I know y'all. Do you guys go to church on Sundays?
Yes, we do. We also speak at churches.
You also speak at churches. Well, that's a blessing
yes.
in itself. That's good. Now, I know you got some write-ups in some magazines and things like that. What magazines have you been that you get some interviews or you had little write-ups on you or the newspaper? Which ones have you been in?
That's a lot.
I'm pretty sure it is. Give me three off the top of your head.
Teen Boss.
Okay.
Columbus Parent.
Okay.
I also been in the Scouter, which is a magazine that came out, a Boy Scouts magazine that came out a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay. Okay. Well, look, man, I ain't even got that many write-ups, and I'm older than you. I'm 51. I ain't even got that many write-ups in a paper or anything like that, man. You are definitely doing it. You are definitely an example for these younger kids growing up that's your age and everything. They need to follow your example, but I understand that everybody can't do what Telerio Watkins II can do. You're the only one that's in this lane, and you're driving in this lane. And I'm very, very, very proud of you, and it is an honor to have you on here and everything. What do your friends say? Do you have time to go out and socialize, or are you constantly working? Do you take time off? Do you play hard? I know you work hard. Do you play hard? You go to the water park, or what do you like to do to relax from a hard day of making money from mushrooms?
some of the things that I like to relax is doing sword fighting. I do fencing a lot.
Fencing.
I do play. Yeah, I do speak to my friends sometimes.
Okay.
I also go to Boy Scouts.
Right. Now, that's one thing I wanted to touch on and everything. The Boy Scouts. What made you join the Boy Scouts?
Well, one of the things that excited him a lot about Boy Scouts was his sister was a Girl Scout, and he was always going to her meetings and wanting to be a part of the meetings that she was in. So when he got the chance to join his own Boy Scout, then he was super excited. So that was one of the things that, you know, he went all in with the project
right.
because he was so excited about, you know, just being able to have his own group of friends to hang out with after, you know, going to her meetings for so long.
Right. I understand. My daughter is the same way. Telerio II. How can I put this? Well, I'm just gonna put it straight up. Are you starting to get haters because you are a businessman and an entrepreneur?
Well, I don't know because I don't pay attention to any bad comments. So I don't actually know if I get haters.
Wow. Great answer. Let's give him a round of applause for that answer. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful answer, y'all. We listen, guys, we are sitting here talking to Tilerio Watkins II, okay? We got Tilerio Watkins, his father on the phone, senior, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But this is Tilerio Watkins II. This is his son. This is his steed, okay? Besides his daughters, and we're going to get his daughters on the phone and everything like that on another interview because I want to interview these kids. When you got kids that can sit down and think about a business, get with their parents and put it together, write a book at the age of 9 and become an author. By the age of 11, he is a business, not a business man. He is a business man. That's what that is. And it is a blessing, and it's wonderful to have him on the show talking to everybody. You need to share this show. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you need to share the show. Share the show right now. If you want to call and ask his father some questions, hit us up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue and that you want to talk on the phone and you want to ask some questions, or you just want to give him some inspiration, because this is what we need to do with our youth. We need to keep inspiring them. He said he wanted to get into technology when he do become a multimillionaire. On his journey of becoming a multimillionaire, he already got it in his mind. It's the mindset. Y'all don't understand. He's 11 years old. He already got this mindset. You know what I mean? So he's already like, well, yo, this is what I'm going to do and everything. And I done already made up my mind. And he's walking the walk and he's talking the talk also. You know what I mean? So Tilerio II, has anybody tried to duplicate or do what you do? Any you catch any of your little school friends talking about they growing mushrooms now because they figure because they see you growing mushrooms? But I hear what you said before. You don't even pay no attention to that. So you don't even worry about competition. Do you have any competition?
No, I think my friends are too lazy to do any of that.
You don't even think you don't even think about it. I love his attitude. I know he's been hanging out with his daddy and his mama with that type of attitude and everything. That's a beautiful thing. That's wonderful. That is a wonderful thing. My thing is, man, you just blowing my mind. You becoming an author, and here I am still trying to find out how to use spell check on my laptop. And you had already became an author at 9 years old. What inspired you to write a book at 9?
Well, I have a lot of entrepreneur friends, and they all wrote books. Or most of them wrote a book, so I decided I write my own book.
Okay. You're going to write your own book. All right. Cool. That's what I'm talking about. Who do you look up to besides your dad? Who is someone that you go, hey, I would like to, you know, pattern myself. You like how he does his work or how he does business and things like that. I know your dad is your hero and everything like that. Who else do you look up? Do you look up to a Bill Gates? Do you find, you know, any of those guys? Do any of those guys interest you?
I look up to Les Brown, who is in and other local entrepreneurs.
Okay, okay. I dig Les Brown too. You know what I'm saying? Very inspirational. I listen to him every morning when I get up to give me my inspiration so I can get my get up and go. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So I feel you on that. I feel you on that. I feel you on that. When it comes down to your packaging and things like that, when you get those orders to send them out and stuff like that, do you package your own, or are you starting, you being an entrepreneur, are you starting to create your own packaging company so you can package it and have Tiger Mushroom Farms on it, on the front, on the package?
No, we do all the hard work ourselves, so we package our own products.
Okay. Well, that's good. You package your own products. Is everything done in-house? And when I say in-house, I mean that everybody in the house help you pick the mushrooms, or they help you package them, or they help you, you know, put it together?
Yes. My sister's a businesswoman. My dad helps me grow, and my mom is social media.
Oh boy, you already got it down pat. I'm loving this and everything. Now I know it's a certain cleaning process to cleaning mushrooms. What is the process to cleaning your mushrooms?
Lightly rinse.
Say what?
Lightly rinse.
Okay. Okay. I don't really know what you said. I couldn't understand you and everything.
Just a
lightly
light,
what?
A light rinse. A light rinse.
Oh, a light
very,
rinse.
Very light rinse.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to soak them, and then, you know, pat dry with a paper towel. But yeah, since they're grown indoors, don't really need a whole lot of cleaning on our mushrooms.
Okay. So that's the difference. A light rinse and a light pat with some, you know, with some paper towels and things like that. I never knew this. I've always seen things cleaned in bulk and everything. So what's the difference in shiitakes and button mushrooms?
Shiitake are better.
Shiitakes are better. I feel you. Shiitakes are better. And everything, yeah, because you're making soups and this, that, and the other. I even seen you make some burgers with the mushrooms on top of that. What was that you made? You made sliders or something like that?
Yeah, those are the sliders with Chase. Yeah, I made a video of Chase in your face in L.A. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Sliders with a mushroom gravy.
Wow. Wow, how did those turn out? Because I've seen those little kids eating them and this, that, and the other, and they came back the second. So I could just imagine, but how did that turn out?
It was delicious.
It looked delicious and everything. I see you're adding, now have you thought about becoming a chef? Have you thought about, you know, getting into the cooking side of this so you can further the business, you know what I'm saying? Have you thought about being a restaurateur or something like that, or you know what I'm saying, being a mushroomologist to where you just have so many types of mushrooms and everything? What's your dream on that?
Oh, well, I kind of already am a chef. I'm a great cook.
Okay.
And it's very... I don't know, actually. I don't want to go into, like, a restaurant. I might make my own restaurant when I'm, like, out of the house, maybe.
Okay. Well, of course. I'm pretty sure your mom and daddy don't want you having a restaurant when you're still at home and just the other, because when you're a multimillionaire, you need to be out of the house by then and have your own house and everything. So you can mess up your own kitchen and they don't have to clean up behind you and stuff like that. So I'm pretty sure they loving that day and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, I know it's 45 minutes left in the show. One thing that I want to ask you, and I don't know if anybody has ever asked you this or anything like that. When you meet other young black males your age and they ask you, how can I get started in doing what you do? How can I do this? What do you tell them?
Never give up. Dream big and believe big. And think of something you like.
Think of something you like. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Now, if you were speaking, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade, almost in sixth.
Almost in six. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, now I know they have a little graduation and everything for fifth graders going into the sixth grade and everything, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be one of those summa cum laude type of students and everything, high ranks, stuff like that, you know, and everything. So if you were standing in front of your fifth grade class going into the sixth grade at your graduation, they wanted you to do a speech, and they wanted you to talk about being an entrepreneur and inspiring other kids your age that's going into the sixth grade, what would you tell your graduating fifth grade class that's going into the sixth grade?
Well, I would really just do my presentation. Just go do my presentation. Tell them never give up.
Uh-huh.
Make them believe big. And if I can do it, so can you. And yeah.
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 You know what I'm saying? Okay. Okay, then. Wonderful. Wonderful. Before we get up out of here, we got a caller at the 415-1671. Yo, welcome to the Financial Report. Who is this?
This is I'm not from San Francisco. What's up, man? What's up, fat man?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hold on, OMF. OMF, do you have us on speakerphone?
No.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, we here. Take us off speakerphone, bro. We got mad feedback.
You there?
Okay, yeah, we there. Do you have a question? Do you have a question for the young man? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, we're going to have to move on. We're going to have to move on. Sorry about that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, OMF Posse. He always called me on speakerphone. Every show,
okay.
He's on speakerphone. OMF, get us off speakerphone, bro. You can't talk to me on speakerphone. It's too much feedback going on. So, back to T. Larry O. Watkins II and everything. So we did talk to the fifth grade graduation class, and you did told them to dream big and everything, stick to your guns, don't give up, and stuff like that. Where did you get that philosophy from? Who instilled that in you?
I think I heard it from the radio from Wes Brown.
Okay. Okay. I'm pretty sure you and your father then had a couple of talks and everything to make you feel and think the way you do and everything. What does what big part does your dad play in all this?
My dad plays the heavy lifter, and he helps you grow the mushrooms.
He helps you grow the mushrooms and everything. Oh, okay, okay. Wonderful, wonderful. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. What part does your mom do besides social media? I know she's a mom. That's your mom. What type of advice does your mom give you?
My mom gives me the advice that my mom gives me is never give up and you will always do great things.
Exactly, exactly. Never give up and you'll always do great things. Now, obviously, they've been telling you this before you was even born for you to even come out with this type of mind state and everything like that. Were you an exceptional child when you were younger, when you were growing up? I'm you know, it's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're 35 or 40 years old. I know you're only 11 years old. You can only think back and remember so far, but do you remember you being an exceptional child and doing things quicker than regular children?
Well, I can move quicker than regular children when I was little. I could never stand still, but
okay.
One of the things when he was little that we kind of had an idea that he was going to be a little different. He never met a stranger. He never met a stranger. Walking through the grocery store, he would speak to everybody we passed and speak until they spoke back. So he wouldn't let anybody pass by without them acknowledging that he was talking to them. So that was something that we knew he wasn't going to be, a shy kid.
Right, right, right. That's beautiful. You said he was relentless. He wasn't going to let you walk by without speaking to him. I hear you on that. I hear you on that. You know what I'm saying? I hear you on that. T. Larry, how many children do you have, bro?
Just the two. We have the older daughter and then Talaria.
Now your oldest daughter does what?
She's a techie. She loves coding. What does she not do? She's the genius of the family. So yeah,
really?
she's super, super intelligent. Yes.
Really? And you say she loves coding?
Yeah, she's a coder.
So that means, she's a coder. Okay, so that means she could build her own website. She could build her own Facebook site and everything like that and launch it, huh?
Yeah, she definitely helps design, our website, and she helps out with any of our video editing that we do. She builds apps.
Really?
So, she's doing good stuff with her coding.
Mr. Watkins, what you over there producing? Super Children? you over there producing Super Children? We feed them mushrooms and sliders and this, that, and the other, and they grow up to be geniuses and authors and coders and all of that and this, that, and the other. I know. I'm pretty sure. And this is a question I gotta ask. But I know you are the proudest man on earth.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, hands down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, every day.
Yes, sir.
Every
yes,
day.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now the question that I want to ask you, because I know we got 36 minutes left in the show and everything like that. This is a 90-minute show. You know what I mean? Because I wanted to focus on Tilario Watkins II. I wanted to focus on him and everything like that. Now, I'm going to talk to the dad for a minute, you know what I'm saying, before we get up out of here, and I want to say good night to Tilario Watkins II. But, Mr. Watkins, what advice would you give our young black men today that's out there creating children recklessly and everything, and not really being there when they should be? What advice would you give the young black man of today of what's going on and what me and you see and the way me and you was raised and this, that, and the other? Because me and you both know that these days are different. So what would advice would you give? What advice would you give a graduating class of 2020?
Wow. Okay. So, you know, before we started growing mushrooms, I was a high school science teacher. And so, you know, this is the kind of thing that I've always tried to instill in the kids that came through my classroom. You know, you got to take responsibility for yourself, got to take responsibility for your life, and you got to do, you know, responsible stuff. You know, we get into a point in society where we have, you know, families that are disconnected. Like you said, the, you know, kids going out there not being responsible, having babies and then not taking care of them. That's one of the factors that went into the deterioration of the Black family, you know, not being there for your kids.
Right.
And that's like the super,
right,
you know, important thing that needs to be addressed. Is all these,
right,
these young, you know, Black males that are out there that didn't have dads and don't exactly know how to be a man, because, you know,
right,
as hard as single moms work, they can't teach a young boy how to be a man. And so, you know,
yeah,
they need,
right,
that thing that they're missing, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to get it from, you know, my uncles. I'm going to say unfortunately. Fortunately, I had strong uncles who I could get it from,
okay,
growing up.
Right.
But,
yeah,
you know, you got to get it from somewhere. And if there's no male influence,
yeah,
in their lives, then, you know, they're missing it. And so that is something that we definitely need to work on, do better with as a community, is finding,
yeah,
ways to take care of our young men.
Right. You're right. Do you feel that there is a lack of young role models in our society for our young Black men today?
You know, the thing that I believe is the role models that are out there are probably not getting as much attention as they need to get. You know, I have to be honest.
Okay.
I didn't
okay,
know a lot of the positive and good things that the brother Nipsey Hussle was doing until after he passed.
Right.
And so until after he passed, you know, and so to,
right,
be able to, you know about him and, you know, be able to use him as a role model, that would have been really great for a lot of young, you know, men. I don't know,
yeah,
how many,
yeah,
of them, and not like I'm not a part of the hip hop, you know, society or community. I grew,
right,
up hip hop and I didn't,
right,
know about him.
Right.
So,
right,
you know, it's like,
right,
I don't know who else out there didn't know about him either. And he would have been a good role model
bad
in that particular space.
Don't feel bad.
You know,
I'm in hip hop music and do it every week. And I only knew so little about him. I didn't know he was into stem cells. I didn't know he was, you know, he had created a school for technology of what your son, Tilerio Watkins II, is talking about, getting into technology and things like that. He was parlaying his money as soon as he got it into things for his community. My thing is this: how come the media didn't put a shine on that, but they're putting a,
exactly,
shine on his death? You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, we're going to celebrate the young Tilerio Watkins II before he gets our age. We're going to celebrate him now.
Right.
We're going to tell him now how much he's important and how much we love him, how much we need him here, because he is definitely making a change. If you want to, if everybody, now everybody's on this, you know, you got a Nipsey Hussle in you. Yeah, he's the perfect example, because he ain't even in the rap game. He ain't even in no game. He ain't even in no game. Okay, it's the difference between game and gang. Okay, G-A-M-E and G-A-N-G. Okay, game and gang is a totally big difference, and he ain't,
absolutely,
involved in none of that. You know what I'm saying? He's like a baby. His mind is rare. His mind is new. His brain is new. So all he can do is just create. All he can do is be comfortable in his zone, because he ain't got the outside elements coming in to his zone. Do you allow your children to watch a lot of TV?
We don't do a lot of TV. They have computers and gadgets, so they get onto it. We definitely attempt to monitor as much as possible, but with the way society is now, YouTube has everything
right.
that you can find
right.
On there. But we
right.
definitely direct a lot of the day in terms of when it's time to get homework done, when it's time for to have free time, and when it's time to do business work. So.
Okay.
We give them a little open leeway to we
right.
believe that they know what they should be watching and what they should not be watching.
Okay. Now, this is a question that I've been meaning to ask a lot of fathers and everything like that. With what we've been dealing with as black men, you know what I'm saying? Because we grow up with a target on our back. Automatically,
right.
because we're a black man, and it's a black son. You know what I'm saying? It was a time when they was trying to cut out black women having black sons. They wanted them to have black girls so they could breed, things like that. That's back slavery days, things like that. What would you tell him when he turns 18? He's out here driving now, and he has to deal with the police, deal with society, things like that. What would be your advice to your son when he starts getting out here on his own?
Absolutely. So I know one of the things that, my wife and I have talked about and that we try to make sure that we instill is respect authority. And above and beyond anything else, get home and we'll deal with
mm-hmm.
the when we later on we'll take care of it, we'll deal
right.
with it, get yourself
mm-hmm.
home
right,
safe, get yourself
right.
home alive, don't
right.
be trying to be out there and be all huffing and puffing
right.
in front
right.
of them, because you don't know which one you might get that day or what mood they might be in, so you need
right.
to make sure
right.
you get
right.
home safe, and then we'll deal with that in the appropriate manner later on. So, that's one of
right.
the things. Be safe. You can't be out there, being too wild and trying to act like you got all the rights. Not yet.
Right.
we
exactly.
still living in a society.
Exactly. Like
where,
you said, like
come up missing.
right. Exactly. You see you out there flossing like you got all the right stuff. And you're a little short. you're coming up short,
exactly.
player, and everything. You better
exactly.
pipe down and this, that, and the other. Like you said, make it home. Yes, sir. No, sir. It's not soft, or it's not being a punk, because you're going, yes, sir. No, sir. And giving people their respect like they deserve. That's the way we grew up, me and Mr. Watkins. That's the way we grew
exactly.
up, saying, yes, sir. No, sir. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. If you didn't say, yes, ma'am, to Big Mama, she would throw that phone that had that long cord on it and everything that extended across the room. She'd throw that phone or be like, hold on, mama, and take that house shoe off and whip it at you across the room and this, that, and the other. And it would ping, 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 and finally hit you. That's what we're talking about, that type of respect.
Exactly.
You knew when you was in Big Mama's house not to say this, not to say that, not even to talk loud when you was in Big Mama's house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, and I think, and I honestly believe that we need Big Mama today. I honestly believe that we need Big
yeah,
Mama today, because
yeah.
Big Mama stopped a lot of stuff. She stopped a lot of family arguments. She stopped a lot of family rumors and everything. Once Big Mama passed away, everybody started acting crazy.
That's
you know what
it,
I mean?
Right,
and it wasn't like
yeah.
it wasn't like when me and you was growing up and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Where we got beatings. We didn't get whoopings. We got beatings. You know what I'm saying? My daddy was from Union Springs, Alabama. My daddy, we had a crab apple tree in our backyard. He would go back there and pick off the switch. Oh, Lord have mercy. It brings tears to my
yeah.
eyes just to think about it today. You know what I'm saying? But It made me a better man. It made me the man that I am today. It made me know, nah, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to go on home, man. Y'all go ahead and do that, man. Have a good time. Y'all hit me up later and this, that, and the other. They taught me how to walk away when it was time to walk away. You know what I'm saying? It taught me to know, you know, everybody talk about, that's your inner being talking to you. No, it's not. That's the Holy Spirit. It's just my Holy Spirit talking to me differently than yours do it. When my spirit tell me, look here, you see that Joker coming in with that trench coat? I think you better move around. And you go, yep, you're right. Hey, y'all, it's time for me to go. And this, that, and the other. I'm going to get up out of here. And as soon as you get home, you'd be like, you'd be hearing from the home. Man, they shot the place up as soon as you left. Uh-huh. That's the Holy Spirit telling you, move.
Right. There you go.
And when you hear, when you hear it that clear, where it's moving, you know you in a club with 40,000 watts going on of music, and you hear him speak to you that clearly and go, you need to get up and go home. And you go, who talking to me? That's the spirit. You go, you need to get up and go home. And you go, man, I'm going to get up and go home. Man, why are you leaving? We just got here. Nah, I'm cool, man. I'm good. It's just that spirit and everything. Do you feel that we are planting those that spirit? Do you feel that we're giving our children the nourishment of Jesus Christ like we should, like we used to get back in the day? You remember we used to go to church with Big Mama and be there all day. We'd be crying
all
in church because we want to go home, and we'd be there all day. Do you think that's what families are missing out on these days?
A lot of it, yeah. Now, I know, you know, when we go back home to Florida, my mom, my wife's family, you know, every Sunday, Sunday school, church, all, you know, like you said, it's an all-day affair. I know a lot of families that don't, you know, do church like that anymore like we used to do. You got the Easter program, the Christmas program, the summer program,
the building fund, the children choir rehearsal, adult choir rehearsal, children's choir rehearsal.
Church.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It is that there. Prayer warriors, junior prayer warriors, and everything like that. You'll be like, oh, God, can't we go home? And Big Mama be looking at you. You see Big Mama fold that lip back and be like, you better not say nothing. You say something else, I'll give you that pinch. She pinch you in that thigh and be there looking at you like you're crazy. Like, you better not cry. And you be like, oh, I hate Big Mama. I want to go home. You know what I'm saying? But it made us the men that we are today. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And we salute Big Mama, you know what I'm saying? Big Mama, we need you now, you know what I'm saying? Because I know there's a couple of kids that need a good butt whooping, you know what I'm saying, to straighten out and this, that, and the other. You ever been somewhere and seen some kid and you'd be like, I'd shake the hell out of her kid if that was me and this, that, and the other? You ever just shook a kid and this, that, and the other, shake him so bad he got shaking baby syndrome? You'd be like, look here, straighten up. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? So we need to get back to that. We need to get back to the old days. But I want to thank you, Mr. Watkins, for coming on the show, bringing your son on the show, and letting the world know what you are doing, how you are doing it, the way you are doing it. You know what I'm saying? I do believe that there are a lot of people that still need parenting classes. It's not easy being a parent. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, you know, we it ain't like we get a degree in this, or you know, we get a paycheck or something like that. This is the one thing that, you know, we have to want to do and love to do. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Yeah.
Let me let T-Lario second know where everybody's listening. We got the United States listening. We got Canada listening. We got South Africa listening. We got the United Kingdom listening. We got Germany listening right now. Who else we got up in here? We got China listening. We got Australia listening right now. Of course, I know. Okay, I said South Africa. Nigeria is listening. Germany. Wow. I said Germany. Who is this? Australia is listening. India. listening right now. Wait a minute. What is this? Sweden is listening.
Wow.
Who is this right here? Okay, I said Nigeria, South Africa. Who is this? Somalia is in the house. Okay.
Okay.
Who is this? Okay, I said India. Who is it? Pakistan is in the house. Shout out to everybody that's, you know, I put it out there. You know what I'm saying? And let everybody know, you know,
Thank you.
You know, trying to let everybody know that T-Lario with the United Kingdom. I said the United Kingdom and stuff like that. So Spain is in the building.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, of course, I said Canada. Who else is United States?
Uh-huh.
Who else we got?
Awesome.
Who else we got? I think that's about it right now. And everything. I think I said China, Pakistan. Yeah, that's about it right now. But everybody's listening. We so appreciate you guys coming on the show, giving me this time. I know it's getting late. I know he has to get ready and do his thing around the house. Is there any last words that T-Lario Watkins II can give to us before he gets up out of here? Any last words from you? Young T-Lario.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hope you guys have a nice day. There's a 3-hour difference from our time, so is it early?
Yeah.
It's earlier over there.
Yeah,
it's
11 minutes after 6 here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 11 minutes after 6, so, yeah, y'all got
and
a 3-hour difference in everything. So, listen, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. You got any shout outs you want to give to anybody?
Shout out to Les Brown.
Okay.
I hope she's listening.
Okay. I hope she's listening.
Shout out to my grandma.
Right. Well, check this out. This show, once we get done, it will archive. I'll put it back in your inbox. And you can share it with everybody, and they can listen to it. If they missed it, they can listen to it all the way up to next year and the year after that. This is etched in stone. It will never go nowhere. It will never be erased. Can't nobody take it from you. This is your show. This is your time to shine. You will have this for the rest of your life. Okay? So I am very, very, very proud of you for the young man that you are, the young man that you're going to be, and the man that you're going to grow up to. I applaud your dad for teaching you, nurturing you, especially your mom and your dad for teaching you, nurturing you, and watching you and looking out as you grow. You're only 11 years old. You ain't even got started yet, but you got a better step in the race. You're ahead of everybody else that's coming out the gate. Sometimes it's a saying that I say. Some people can get in the gate and shoot themselves in the foot before they even get out the gate. Now, when I say that, that means they done ran off at the mouth. They done said too much. They done put out too much. They done showed too much. They done told everybody what I'm about to do and this, that, and the other. You're doing the right thing. Don't say nothing to nobody. You talk to your parents. You make sure you share your idea with your parents. Those are the ones that's going to be behind you for that big dream. The homies out there in the street, just like you said, I don't care about what they say and this and the other. I don't let it bother you. Please keep that. Keep that in mind. Understand, I am a 51-year-old man. I've dealt with depression. I've dealt with anxiety. The last thing you need is for you to be worrying about what somebody thinks. And take it from me, when you get a certain age, deal with certain people, you get caught up in that. I didn't have nobody to turn to keep telling me, don't worry about what people are thinking. But I've been in a society of entertainment, so I was worried about what people were thinking. I was worried about what people were thinking about my music, what they were thinking about my clothing line, what they were thinking about my radio show, what they were thinking about what I said on my radio show, how I presented my radio show, how I was doing my radio show. All that's going through my mind. When I should have been worried about the one thing who cared about me, that was Jesus Christ. That's the one person I should have been caring about. who was worried about what I was doing, how I was doing it, the way I was doing it, where I was doing it, who I was doing it with, who I was inviting into my circle. So keep your circle small. Keep your circle at zero. Only people you need in your circle is your mama, your daddy, your sister. That's it. That's it. Those are the people that's going to be there when the chips are down. And those are the people that's going to be there when the chips is on the table. Just like your daddy know this. Who is that to say you got to know when to fold them and know when to hold them? Know when to walk away and know when to run. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, I appreciate everybody coming on the show. T. Larry O. Watkins, Sr., you got any shout-outs before we get up out of here, man?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for having us on the show, man. We appreciate you giving us the opportunity. Yeah, shout-out to my mom. Shout-out to my wife and daughter for listening in.
Right.
And something from me, dream big and believe big. If I can do it, so can you. Thank you.
That's man. That's now I know, Mr. Watkins, that's a voice clip right there. Get everything. When you get this, when I send this to you, you can take it and break it down and get that out. That's a voice clip. That's a clip right there. You need to take that and put that on everything. Believe in that. You know what I'm saying? If it can come from an 11-year-old young black male entrepreneur, I love saying that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't find very many 11-year-old young black male entrepreneurs today in 2019. You don't find that. Children these days believe that they don't have a dream. A dream does not exist in our black communities anymore, at least from where I see it. Because I ask a lot of children, what's your dream? And they go, I don't know. I don't know. They look at me like, dream, but dream. But here I am talking to an 11-year-old who's telling me he's an author at the age of 9. He wants to be a chef. And he's already made it up in his mind, and he's claiming it in Jesus' name, that he's going to be a multimillionaire. You don't get no better than that. You don't get no better than that. That's enough to praise God and stand up and kiss the Holy Spirit right then and there. You know what I'm saying? So for my man T. Larry O. II, T. Larry O. Watkins II, and Mr. T. Larry O. Watkins Sr., I thank y'all. This was nourishment for my soul. I needed this. I was looking forward to this. I was walking around happier than a, well, I ain't going to say that, but I was walking around happy and everything. I was excited for this interview, and I thank you guys for giving me the time to sit down and talk with you guys and everything. I've learned a lot today. I've learned how to grow mushrooms. I've learned how to package mushrooms, and I learned that mushrooms take a light cleaning and this, that, and the other, and you can pat them dry, and you can, they don't last long when you ship them and process them and everything like that. I was looking forward to this, so I thank you. I thank the both of you and everything. So listen, y'all, for your boy West Coast, a.k.a. Mr. Mobley, and for the Watkins family, we thank you for listening in tonight. I will make sure that I repost this as soon as it's published. So for the people that missed it, you can catch this wonderful, great interview with the 11-year-old entrepreneur, mushroom farmer. Catch him at Tiger Mushroom Farms, okay? Hashtag Tiger Mushroom Farms, at Tiger Mushroom Farms. Keep that on your brain, Tiger Mushroom Farms. Do you guys have any merchandise with that on there? I see you guys was in a picture with your T-shirts on. Where can they get those T-shirts at?
T-shirts are available on the website as well. And at the farmer's market,
okay,
we sell them.
Okay, okay, okay. All right. And give the website name, give up the website, a domain name again?
TigerMushroomFarms.com.
TigerMushroomFarms.com. Y'all make sure y'all write that down. TigerMushroomFarms.com. All right. Now listen, for me and the Watkins family, we appreciate it. God bless y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we will see y'all next time. Next same place, same station. This was an epic interview. We have to give my man a round of applause. Can we give him a round of applause, please, people? So listen, for myself, West Coast, T. Lario Watkins family, T. Lario Watkins II, we're going to keep grinding. This is the young Nipsey Hussle. It's a Nipsey Hussle in everybody. But this right here, this 11-year-old, is the epitome. He is the future. Y'all pay attention. These new millennial kids that's coming up, pay attention to them. Don't just blow them off. They are way smarter, way more advanced, way more intelligent than we were growing up in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Shout out to the 80s babies. Shout out to the 90s babies. I growed up in 68, 70. I growed up in the year 76, and this, that, and the other. So shout out to everybody. But right now, we got an 11-year-old that's an entrepreneur and an author. He's already got his own company working out of his house with his family. What are we really doing? What are we really doing, people? My black people, what are we really doing? Are we teaching our kids like we're supposed to? Are we instilling these ideas when they are in the womb? Not in the room, the womb. So I give big props to Mr. Watkins, because this started when they was in the womb, okay? I can understand him talking. I did the same thing when my wife was pregnant, talking to the baby, talking to the woman's stomach and things like that, letting them know who they was, letting them know you're going to be great as soon as you get here, because you're mine. And we're going to keep on grinding, and we're going to grind all our life. Y'all, we out of here. Peace.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safety full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spy raid, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got stilts. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gonna get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gonna keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSCs is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga did switch cheese and bust. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love in the dream we trust. You'll be switching.